AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. 10 more bodies have been found from the rubble of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida. The number of dead is up to 46. Searchers have found no new signs of survivors. The severe weather that moved through South Florida is now gone. Elsa briefly strengthened into a hurricane. It's now a tropical storm as it approaches an area near Tampa. Philippe Papin at the National Hurricane Center says it's bringing with it a lot of rain.
There's also going to be a heavy rainfall threat across southeast Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina as the storm kind of continues to move off to the northeast after it makes landfall.
The White House is calling it horrific. The president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, was shot and killed at his home. Moïse's wife was injured. More from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Haiti's economic, political, and social woes have deepened recently, with gang violence spiking heavily in Port-au-Prince, inflation spiraling, and food and fuel becoming scarcer at times in a country where 60% of the population make less than $2 a day. These troubles come as Haiti still tries to recover from the devastating 2010 earthquake and Hurricane Matthew that struck in 2016.
The interim prime minister says police and military were in control of security in Haiti and said some of the attackers spoke in Spanish, but offered no further explanation. The Labor Department says employers posted a record high number of open jobs for the second straight month. Former President Donald Trump is expected to announce he's filing a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google. A source tells the AP Trump is going to claim he has been wrongfully censored. Donald Trump was suspended from Twitter and Facebook after his followers stormed the Capitol in Washington in January. Police say a massive construction drill toppled over and crushed a man to death in Philadelphia. Police are investigating the accident. Stocks are lower in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The British government is scrapping rules for self-isolation for those who are fully vaccinated next month. Rules for schools that have seen hundreds of thousands of pupils sent home to self-isolate as part of their education bubbles are also being removed.
Just returned one back on Monday of this week, another bubble Tuesday of this week, and we have a bubble closed as we speak, and they're coming back on Monday of next week.
Clive Searle is the headmaster of the Worthington Primary School. This parent doesn't like the bubbles.
Especially for the parents that are working full-time, because then they've got to switch their whole life when they get a phone call saying, can you come and collect your kid from school?
Health Secretary Sajid Javid says these changes are being made because of vaccinations.
The vaccine has been our wall of defense. Jab by jab, brick by brick, we have been building a defense against this virus.
The changes mean young people under 18 in Britain will no longer need to isolate unless they test positive. Ed Donahue, AP News.